From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Our hurricane season has thus far been quiet, but as Jill Roberts of sister station WQCS in Fort Pierce reports, that doesn't mean we can let down our guard when visiting the beach.
As residents of the Sunshine State, our beach days don't end when the kids go back to school, nor do the challenges that beachgoers can face. This day that we visited was the rare Green Flag Day in St. Lucie County. A cooling breeze and gentle waves, along with lots of sunshine, greet visitors. But it's not always that way. St. Lucie County lifeguard Grayson Money says just a week before, rip currents posed quite a danger.
You get strong winds, especially out of the southeast. That's really good for producing rip currents. And that's also our number one rescue, really, is the rip current rescue.
Rip currents tend to menace our shores when tropical storms or hurricanes move off of our coast. Florida Public Radio Emergency Network meteorologist Jeff Huffman says that's because of the wind.
Basically, they can happen on a sunny, nice, beautiful day. The wind may not even be that strong, but the longer that wind is over the water coming onshore, the greater the risk of the rip current. Obviously, rip current risks do increase when there's adverse weather, but the weather can be perfect for beachgoers. At least it can look that way, but sometimes those rip currents can be occurring.
A rip current is a strong, localized, narrow current of water near the surface, which moves away from shore. Swimmers can exhaust themselves swimming toward the beach as the rip current works against them. Area resident George Martin says it's an experience he's had.
Yeah, it was really, it's a frightening experience. And it was a struggle. I went, of course, through knowledge. I went forward and stayed with it and then crossed out and then worked my way back. But yeah, it can be dangerous.
Martin says he was several hundred feet down the beach before he was able to reach shore. Lifeguard Grayson Money says Martin did the right thing by swimming parallel to the beach line till he worked his way out of the rip current before trying to leave the water.
But yeah, the main thing is just not to panic if you are caught one. You're better to just ride it out and float. Just remember to float, and that's the best part. And that's why we like people swimming at, you know, lifeguarded beaches too, because the lifeguards are going to see you and come get you.
Even people who consider themselves strong swimmers can get caught in rip currents. If you sit above the water like a lifeguard, Money says you can sometimes see them.
Well, you'd notice that portion of the water, first of all, is real choppy, where you might look to the left and see it's a lot more calmer. And the other part is it stirs the sand up, so you're going to see it pretty much turn brown. And so if you're out in it, you're not going to see it from our height up here like we see them. If you see the water's all brown around you, it might be a good idea to maybe check out your surroundings and move down the beach a little bit and pick another spot to swim.
When you're in the water, you may also be able to tell where rip currents tend to form.
Here at this beach, we have a lot of cuts in the water, so a lot of our rip currents are always in the same place. And you can tell because you'll walk out in one spot and the ground's all nice and smooth, and you'll walk out and the ground's so uneven, it's like stepping in holes, and that's caused by the rip current. And so we kind of have some impressions embedded into our sand here.
So be sure to check the flags flying at the beach before you enter the water. They'll warn you of rip currents and other dangers to swimmers, such as jellyfish. Swimming on a beach with a lifeguard is always a good idea. And remember, if you do get caught in a rip current, swim parallel to the shore till you no longer feel that tug taking you out to sea. This is Jill Roberts.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.